Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Maseches Tanis Daf Tesvav. We begin a new perek, 11 lines from the top of the Amid. Actually, today's Daf is pretty unique in the sense that it contains mostly Mishnayos. So actually, they took all the Mishnayos of this perek, combine them together as one long and continuous description of what happens during the fast days. And that's most of today's daf. And we conclude with a small piece of Gemara. Okay, says the Mishnah. Seder Tanios Ketzav. How exactly did a Yoyim Tanis look like? The Gemara will explain that we're speaking about the last seven fast days. You may recall we discussed three phases of fast days, which they would establish in a time of tzara, for instance, a time of drought. You had a set of three fast days, followed by another set of three, and concluded with another set of seven. Now, each phase of fast days, as you proceed, it would be more severe, progressively more severe than the previous set of fast days. And now we're describing the last and final phase of seven fast days. Seder Tanias Ketzat. How did they go about it? They would transport the teva, the Aron HaKodesh, from the shul into the city square. The Gemara says, it was derech bezoyin, to show Hashem, look, we're going to be mavaza ourselves, we're going to embarrass ourselves and the Aron HaKodesh, bring it out to the city, befarhas, in full public view, to somehow procure a tshuva, mechila, kapara from you. V'noisnen Efer Mikla. It would take Efer Mikla, which is burnt ashes, as opposed to just plain Efer, which sometimes can be referring to just plain earth or sand, as Rashi explained. So Efer Mikla, Mikla is Lashon burnt, Kalo Yubo'esh. So ashes from a burnt item. They would take some of that and place it Al Gabi Ateva, on top of the Aron Kodesh. The Gemara speaks about the fact that it represents the Mesiras Nefesh, Akedas Yitzchak, where he was Makriv. Avraham Avinu was Makriv, an isle instead of Yitzchak. So they placed that on the teva, Uberoish HaNasi, on the head of the Nasi, Uberoish HaBezn, the head of the HaBezn. V'chol Echad V'Echad, and every individual in the Tzibur then takes a bit of that Efer, and his Noisin Beroish places it on his personal head. HaZokin Shebehen, the elder amongst them, the leader, Oimer Lifnein Divrei Kivushin. He would present them with words of Teichacha, which soften the heart, which bring them to do Teshuva. The Bach has a pshat. A Kivushin is a lashon of Kaf Shidrachmana, the hidden things, the secrets. He reveals to them what they have to be masakin, and that brings them to Teshuva. And he says as follows, Achene, look my brothers, Loi Nemar Ba'an Sheininve. Pay attention to the words of the Navi. By the people of Nineveh, who had a decree of destruction imposed on them. And they did tshuva. What does it say? How does the pasuk describe it? Loi Nemar Ba'an Sheininve. It doesn't say, Vayara Lekimas Sakam Vistanisim. Hashem took a look. He took notice of their sack, they're fasting, externals? No, that's not what it says. Elav ayar lekim es maaseim. Hashem, notice their actions, their deeds. Kishavu midar kamara. They change their lifestyle. Internal change. That's what makes a difference. Ubekabalahu oimer. Likewise, the Navi, when he instructs, Klal Yisrael, it says, Vekiru levavchem. Tear your hearts. Val bigdeichem, rather than your clothing. So, pnimius, essence, lifestyle, that has to be addressed. Interesting that the Mishnah switches references. It turns from just a pasuk to Ubekabbalah. Why is it that the second pasuk is called Ubekabbalah, says Rashi? Interesting pshat, about 3-4 lines up. Ubekabbalah shall Navi mitzavah Yisrael. The Navi is instructing Yisrael, take care to change your heart rather than your clothing. Why is it that when the Mishnah brings the pasuk of Yoina, it just brings the pasuk Tichsev, right? It doesn't say V'loi Karli Diver Kabbalah. The Mishnah doesn't refer to it as Kabbalah. U'bahaykro, as opposed to this pasuk, the V'kiru Levavchem, How does the Mishnah refer to it? Karlei Kabbalah. Why is that? Uparek iu, and the Tosfos explains, kol makim shenavi metzave umedia umazer yisro. Whenever the Navi is instructing, informing, directing Klal Yisro for future, karlei Kabbalah. It's called Kabbalah, instruction for long term. Ubchoduchta dlo yispaked Navi, as opposed to where it's not a mitzvah, it's not instructions. It's just relating a story. Ki hayda vayar lekim. It's just k'shumesaper v'hoelach. It's just describing a story. The yolaf minei agav orche milsa lekarinu lekabala. The pasuk bayoina is just describing an event. We happen to learn a lesson from there. That's just a pasuk. But when the pasuk says v'kiru l'avacham, here's the navi instructing, informing, directing. That's called divrei kabala. Interesting pshat of Tosfos. Continues the Mishnah. Okay, so once they have the Musar Shmuz, now they're ready to daven. Omdu b'tfila, so they get ready to daven. Who's going to be the Shliach Tzibur? Moiridin lifnei Ateva, so the Shliach Tzibur davens in front of the Aron Kodesh. He's going to be a Zokin, older man, v'rogel, fluent in tfila, so he doesn't err on his words. V'yeish le'banim, he has children, his heart's soft and full of empathy. Ubei seireka, his house is empty. Pashat Pshat, it means he has no food. The Gemara explains his reputation is clean. And all this is needed Kadeshi Helibo Yishalim Betfila, that he's totally devoted to his Tfila. Name, and he presents before them Esrim Va'arba Brachis. Instead of an 18 Bracha Shemoyne Esrei, he expands it to 24. How's that? Yudches Shebuchol Yom, your standard 18 Brachis in Shemoyne Esrei, we have actually 19 Yvel Moshinim, so the standard Shemoyne Esrei. What does he add? Umayis Valein Oishesh, he adds another 6. Veiluhein. How do we have 6? One is Zichroines, and one is Vishayfres, Rashi says all the Psukim and the Brachis that we say during Rosh Hashanah. So the Brachis and the Psukim and Brach of Zichroines, the Psukim and Brach of Shayfres, that's 1 and 2. And the rest of the 6 is a compilation of Psukim from Tehillim with a Chasima as well, with a proper conclusion and finish of that bracha. So it's El Hashem Batzal Rosali Karasi Vayanenu. That's a capital in Tehillim. That's number 3. The fourth bracha will have the Psukim of Esa Eina Yelaharim. Number 5 will have Mimamakim Kursich Hashem. The final 6th bracha will have Filul Anikiyatev. And soon the Gemara will tell us, the Mishnah will tell us, how he would conclude those brachas. There's a special nusach for every bracha which reflects the content of that bracha. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yahaya tzarach leima zichroines v'shoifers. He would skip zichroines v'shoifers. That's unique to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur of Yevil, not on a fast day. Lo Omer tachtein, rather instead, he would substitute it with the following 2 psukim. The parsha discussing Ra'av Kiyah Ba'aretz Dever Kiyah, which is in Malachim Aleph, and Asher Hoya Dvar Hashem Al Yirmiyo Al Divrei Batzorois, that's in Yirmiyo Yudalet. Okay, so in any case, we have a total of 6 extra brachas. V'Omer Chayismayan, of course, each bracha needs a fitting conclusion. How is that? Ala Rishona, how would he conclude the first bracha? Now, we have to point this out, Rashi points this out. When we say the first, we mean not the first of the 6 extra ones. What happened was that he would expand the bracha of Goyel Yisrael as well. The Gula, salvation of Yisrael, it's a very fitting bracha to expand during a time of Tzara. So that's the Al Rishona that we're referring to here. So Goyel Yisrael, which was not one of the 6 extra brachas, that also gets a lengthy chasima. You expand it and conclude with a fitting conclusion as follows. Al Rishonu Omer, Goyel Yisrael, who was the first one who was saved by Hashem, Avram Avinu, from the Kivshan Eish, as Tosfos explains. So you conclude by saying, Misha'onas Avram Bahara Maria, Hashem who responded to Avram Avinu, Bahara Maria. And Farshim explained, Hashem responded to him by promising him children and bracha. This happened on Har HaBayis. Hu Yana Eschem, he too will respond to you today. V'yishma b'kol tzakaschem ayim azeh, listen to your calling out to him, your tefillahs. Baruch Ata Hashem Goyel Yisrael. Now we're ready for the 6 additional brachas. Al HaShnia, the second, which is really the first of the 6 extra. That was Zichroinos, according to Tanakama. Alashniyahu Omer, how would he conclude the topic of Zichroinos, the fact that Hashem remembers things that are forgotten? Hashem evokes Yischus, which is embedded in the true essence, the core of a Yid. Alashniyahu Omer, Mishonos Abesinu al Yamsuf, Hashem who responded to our forefathers at the Yamsuf after it appeared, so to speak, Rashi explains, it appeared that they were forgotten throughout all those years in Mitzrayim, so there was a zikaron taking place. Likewise, Hu yane eschem, he will respond to you. V'yishma kol tzakaschem, listen to your tzaka, hayoyim hazeh brachat Hashem, zoicher hanishkochis. Hashem remembers the forgotten things. Alashlishis, the third, which is sheifarais. So after he brings the psukim of sheifarais, he concludes with something which reflects the topic, the concept of sheifarais, which brings about tshuva on a person and schus by Hashem. Hu oimer mish'onos Yeshua ba'gilgal. Hashem who responded to Yeshua when Klal Yisrael were in Gilgal and Yeshua was surrounding Yericho and blowing those shofaros and he was responded to in a miraculous way. Hashem will respond to you as well. Hu yana eschem v'yishma b'kol tzakaschem hayom hazeh brachat Hashem shemea teruah. This was the chasima of shofaros. Alo revius. What about the fourth bracha? Which is going to be the bracha that contains the Perek Tehillim about Lashem Batsarosoli Karosi Vayaneni. What is the fitting conclusion? Al Arviyusu Aymer. Mish'anes Shmo Ba Mitzpah. Hashem responded to Shmuel by the Mitzpah when Shmo called out to Hashem. Hu Yane Eschem. Likewise, he will respond to Vishma Bukol Tzakaschem and listen to your Tzakah. Hayim Azeh Berachat Hashem Shemea Tzakah. Just as he listened to Shmuel's Tzakah, he will respond to you as well. Al Chamishis Weimer, regarding the fifth bracha, which is centered around the topic of the Perek in Tehillim, Esa Einai Elohorim, who was responded to on the mountain, Eliyo Anovi, on Har HaKarmel, when he was battling the Nevi Habal de Avodah Zarah. Al Chamishis Weimer, Misha Onas Eliyo Ba Har HaKarmel, Hashem will respond to Eliyo when he was davening to you on Har HaKarmel, Esa Einai Elohorim, Hu Yana Eschem, likewise, he will respond to you, V'yishma b'kol tzakaschem hayom hazeh, brachat Hashem shemea tefil. Ala shishis u'aymar, the sixth bracha, which is the fifth of the additional brachas, which is centered around which perek in Tehillim? Mimamakim k'rasicha Hashem. Who was saved from the mimamakim? Yoina, when he was in the innards of the fish. Mish'onos yoina v'mei adaga. The same Hashem who was oine, who responded to yoina when he was in the innards of the fish. Mimamakim, hu yana eschem, he will respond to you. Vishma b'kol tzakaschem hayom hazeh. Brachat Hashem ha'oine be'isar. And finally, al ha'shviz, and the last and final bracha of these extra brachas, which centered around tefillah la'oni ki yatev, a poor, destitute person in a time of tzara. And this represents David and Shlomo, Rashi brings, they both experienced ra, famine, and sorrow. So Hashem who responded to them will respond to you. Al Hashviyus Uaymer Mish'onas David Shlomo Binoy Bi Yerushalayim, when they daven to you from Yerushalayim, Hu Yana Eschem, he will respond to you. V'yishma b'kol tzakaschem hayom hazeh, and internalize your tzaka, appreciate your tefillah, and respond to you. Baruch Ata Hashem Hamarachim, the one who has compassion al ha'aretz, on Eretz Yisrael, which was the subject of their tefillah, of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah. Perhaps let's go over a bit of Rashi here. So you'll notice the lines of Rashi widening. So perhaps let's start from the line right above the wide lines. V'omer chosmein. So Rashi will eloquently explain for us how each chasima parallels the content of that respective brach. V'omer chosmein. I'll call parsha parsha. So he does a chasima for every parsha. Acha zichronis, chasima zichronis. V'acha sheifaros, chasima sheifaros. V'chein achar kulam, me'ein ha-parsha. Kedem farsh vazal. Every chasima reflects the nature of the parsha, of the perak tehillim, the content of that brach. Al rishon, the first chasima, and Rashi takes pain to explain for us that it doesn't mean the first of the six. It means before you start the six. B'pam Rishona, that he extends a bracha, which is actually going to be Goyel Yisrael, who Oimer Rishona Lavram. B'Goyel Yisrael, ha'yemarach laharach, ha'yemasach laharach, v'hoylach. V'oimer l'kulon sheish brachis. And then he goes to the six brachas. Al Hashniyah, which is actually Zui Bracha Rishoyna, Shal Sheish Brachas, the first of the extra six, Kidam Rina B'Gemara. Vaich the Gol Yisrael, Zui Bracha B'Fnei Atzma Shishmene Esrei. Gol Yisrael, which was just described, is not one of the extra six, it's one of the standard 18 of Shemene Esrei, V'Eni Moisen Sheish. El Shaboy Yemaschel, Lo Yisiv La'arach, Gol Yisrael is a very fitting topic for a time of Tzorah, and that's why he expanded a bit there as well, not to say that it counts as one of the six. Sheforos is the second of the six extra. What is the connection between that and Zechronis? It's very fitting. It's very appropriate. It appeared that Yisrael were forgotten in Mitzrayim for many long years. They gave up. Almost. On Gula. V'zachram ha'mokim v'gol ma'ashem turned around, remembered them, so to speak, and brought them out. The chsiv v'eskar is prissi. Mishay faras ha'yayimer. Mishana es Yeshua ba'gilgal. What's the connection between Yeshua, Gilgal, and Shefaras? The v'shanene b'shefaras b'yirichay. When he surrounded Yirichay, the Shefaras brought the walls down. V'zeo ba'oid shehoyu Yisrael ba'gilgal. That was when Yisrael were residing in Gilgal. So when we say anas Yeshua ba'gilgal, we don't mean he blew the shofar in Gilgal. Yisrael at that point were in Gilgal, but the shofar's event took place around Yericho. Now regarding the bracha of Esa Einai Laharim, we go over to Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel. Ki neged Esa Einai Laharim, v'chein kulam likewise. All the chasimais reflect the mizmoirim. Lefi inyan ha-mizmoirim. Eliyahu Nena Bar HaKarmel, me'ein Esa Einai Laharim. Ushmo ba-mitzpah. He was responding to at the mitzpah. L'chsiv v'kroyim ein Hashem, Hashem ha-tzoros, that's a time of tzorah. That corresponds to the capital of Batsarosali. Yoina, he was responded to Mimea Doga, and that corresponds to Mamakim. Mimea Doga, Mimea Makim, Chazich Hashem, of Oinebe Sara. I conclude the words Oinebe Sara. Where do we see that by Yoina? Shkenksi by Yoina, Karasi, Mitsarali. Ubishmoksi by Isaac al Hashem, Ubilyoksi by Nizutfila. Valashvis, Gemara and Farish my Shvis. Mish on a David, Vahirov made David. There was a hunger during David's time. Shalishanam, Shalachashanam. Ushleiman, when did he daven? Kshaychen sa Oren, Ves Kachakadosh. He had a hard time bringing the Oren to the Ves Amigdosh. Inami, another Pshat Rav, Kiab Oretz. There was a hunger. Ulfiha Chaysim, Maracham al Oretz. Why do we conclude Maracham al Oretz when it comes to David and Shleiman? Because that's what they davened about. Shem is Palo al Eretz Yisrael. Now, why is this a conclusion for Tfilah L'Anekiyatev? What was that the content of this bracha? Utfilah L'Anekiyatev al doicha geshamim noifel uksibi be'otzer shamayim. Ani, destitute, lacking rain, and that occurred during their days. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Last word of the Amid. Mas, it was actually a story that took place b'mei, in the days of Rabbi Chalafta. He lived in Tzipori. Rabbi Hanani ben Tradin, who lived in Sichni. She'over echad of Neateva. There was a Shteach Tzibur who started davening. The Gomar as a bracha kula. Now he did two things which were unique, which were different than a standard. Number one, the Gomar as a bracha kula, v'lo'yonu achrav amin. When he concluded the bracha of, let's say, Goyal Yisrael or whatever, they didn't respond with amen. Rather, the Tzibur responded with Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elam Void, which is generally reserved for the Beis Hamikdash. And then the chazan, not the shliach tzibur, the chazan, the gabbai, the attendant, gets up and he calls out, Tiku ha-kehanim, kehanim, blow the shofar, v'taku, and they comply, they blow the shofar. And then he said again, Mish anas avram avinu v'aram riyah, meaning after the shliach tzibur already concluded Gol Yisrael, and inserted Mish anas avram avinu v'aram riyah, right, and said, Baruch Hashem Gol Yisrael, then the chazan, the shamas, the attendant, gets up, calls out to the kehanim to blow, and repeats again. He summarizes. Mishonas Avram Avinu Baram Maria. Hashem will respond to Avram Avinu. Hu yane eschem v'yishma b'kotza kaschem im hazeh. So he made two differences. Number one, it was Baruch Shem Kved Nachusoy responded to the shots instead of Amen. Number two, that the chazan, the shamas, after calling out to the Gehanim to blow, he summarized, once again, the topic at hand, Mishon. Okay? Now, the next bracha, again, the same story. The Shliach Tzibur finished his bracha. They responded, Baruch Shem. And the Chazan gets up, Hariu b'ni Aaron, Hariu. Kayanim, go ahead and blow the shofar. Hariyu means first Teruah, then Tkiyah, then Teruah. This was different than the previous instruction, Tikku, which was Tkiyah, Teruah, Tkiyah. So first, go ahead, blow, and then he says, Misha Ana. Again, he repeated what the Shliach Tzibet already said, Misha Ana, Sabisino Al Yamsuf. Huyane Eschem, Mishma, Bukotza, Kaschem, Yemazeh. So there are two differences performed here. Kshabo, Dover, Eitzach HaChamim. When the Chacham heard about this, new minhag, number one, that the Tzibur responded with Baruch Shem rather than Amen. Number two, that the Chazan will make this extra announcement of Misha Ana. After the Shliach Tzibur already said it, Amru, they said, no, Lo Yehayinu Noyeg and Kain, Ela Bishara Mizruch Barabais. This type of minhag was only applied in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Harabais, that to which they would, Rashi says they would be nichnas to the Harabais through the Shara Mizrach. Anyways, they were uniquely Beis HaMikdash related. Otherwise, you don't apply these minhagim. Which minhagim? Baruch Shem Kvod Nachusai, and also repeating the refrain again. Continues the Gemara. We know that there were groups of Kayhanim who would serve in the Mikdash. One group per week. They were called the Mishmar. They were on duty that week. During the Mishmar, during the week, there were groups of Kayhanim. There were subgroups called Batei Aves. Each day was a different base of a different family, so to speak, who would be Oved on that day, Sunday and Monday. Each day had a different base of. The Mishmar will discuss for us what's the halacha regarding fasting. These Kayhanim had to be on duty. Had to be available to do the Avodah of the Mikdash. They had to conserve their energy. They couldn't necessarily fast. So what did they do? Shalosh Taniyos HaRishonos. Now the first three Taniyos, which weren't so severe, we require fasting. Almost. Anshei Mishmar. So the Kehanim who were engaged in the Mishmar, they were the part of that weekly group, but not serving on this particular day. Mis'anin v'lo mashlinim. They have to fast, but they don't complete their fast. V'anshei b'is'av lo yom mis'anin klal. As opposed to the Kehanim serving on this particular day, they wouldn't fast at all. Why this difference between the Mishmar and the Beis Av? Says Rashi, around eight lines up from our position in the Mishnah. Anshei Mishmar, Shal Oseh Shabbos, the one serving that week, they would fast, but not complete the fast. We apply a kula here because the first set of fast days aren't so chamer. But why at all? Why would they get a discount at all? Says Rashi, because they were still on call, even though they weren't officially serving today, but they were on call in case they were needed for a backup. But Gemara Mefarash, Gemara explains, Shema Tichba Davoid. You know what? The Anshe Beisav might be overwhelmed. Too many karbanos today. Al Anshe Beisav, Shoy Oidin Oisayim, Uboim Him Lesayim, and the other Kohanim serving throughout that week were reserved Kohanim and might be called on as a backup. Vimayim Mesanim. Now, if they were engaged in fasting, and completely fasting, perhaps they wouldn't have the energy to support today's group. Now, you may ask, well, what good is it that they have some supper? They don't finish the fast, but they're fasting all day. And chances are they're called in throughout the day to help out. The Bisvasema says, pas b'sala, you know, when you're expecting a supper soon, psychologically, mentally, it helps you deal with the fast, so that will give them extra energy and allow them to help out. So this is the Anshei Mishmar, who weren't really on call that day, but they were on reserve duty, as opposed to the Anshei Beis Av, says Rashi, Mishmar Mishalekas L'Shiva Batei Avos. Every Mishmar split into seven groups. K'neged Shiva Simei Shavua Beis Av L'Yoyim. So the daily contingent, that daily group, the Anshei Beis Av, wouldn't fast at all, because they were certainly engaged in Avot. Continues the Mishnah. Sholish Nis. Now, as we proceed along the phases of fast days, we have progressive astringency. We have added chumras. As the situation would increase in severity, the taniyas will more chumra as well and are treated accordingly. Therefore, Sholish Nis, the next set of fast days, Anshe Mishma Mis'anenu Mashlimen. The Mishma fellows would have to fast fully. No discounts. V'anshe Bis'av Mis'anen V'le Mashlimen. The group serving on that day would fast without Hashlam. And Sheva Achroin is the last and final phase of fast days. We will more machmer, Eilu v'Eilu mis'anu mashlimin. Nobody gets a break. Everybody has to fast equally. Div Rabbi Yeshua. The Chacham Oimrim, they take it a notch down, a step down. Sholosh Tanei Sarish Shoynes, the first three fast days, Eilu Ve'eilu Loi Hayu Mas'anin Klal. The Mishmar and the Beis Av wouldn't fast at all. Sholosh Shneis, the next group of fast days, we ratchet up, we take it up a notch. Anche Mishmar Mas'anin Uvela Mashlima. The Mishmar is the fast and not complete. Vanche Beis Av Loi Hayu Mas'anin Klal. That day's group wouldn't fast at all. Shavach Roim is the last phase of fast days. Anche Mishmar Mas'anin Mashlima. The Mishmar would fast completely. Vanche Beis Av Mas'anin Uvela Mashlima. The Beis Av would fast, not complete, the fast day. So in a nutshell, we have the three groups of fast days, and as we proceed, we go up in Chumrah, and theoretically, we compare the Mishmar to the Beis Av. The Mishmar is one step more Chumrah than the Beis Av, because they're not really serving today. And then we have the Chachamim, who drop one down compared to Rabbi Yeshua. So that's in a nutshell. Now, what about drinking wine? We know that a Kohen may not drink wine when he's engaged in Avodah. What about the Anshei Mishmar? What about the Anshei Beis Av? Anshei Mishmar mutarin lishtos yayin balelis. The Anshei Mishmar, who are on duty that week, but not today, they can drink wine at night. Avalo b'yom, but not during the day, because the Beis Av people might be overwhelmed and might call them for support. Chances are that might happen throughout the day when they're overwhelmed with karbanis. So throughout the day, they have to be at the ready, as opposed to during nights, where there's not much going on. Some remnants of karbanis, which the Anshei Beis Av can certainly handle on their own, and therefore the Anshei Mishmar are free to drink wine. As opposed to the Anshei Beis Av, those Kohanim serving today, they have to refrain from wine during daytime and nighttime, because they have to continue and complete their avodah throughout the night. Anshei Mishmar, the Anshei Mamad, all the people serving this week, and the Anshei Mamad, Rashi explains, that was a group of Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, who was sent from throughout Klal Yisrael to come stand in the Beis HaMikdash and represent Yisrael when they will bring the Karbanos Tzibur. A person has to be there when his Karban is brought. So they are the representatives of Klal Yisrael, Anshei Mamad. So all these individuals who are engaged in Avodah, present Beis HaMikdash, they have to come present themselves respectfully when they enter, when they arrive, and therefore asurim lesaper lemechabes, they may not take a haircut or wash their clothing throughout that week. This will ensure that they did prepare themselves in advance before they arrive. However, b'chamishim we turn recovered our Shabbos. On Thursdays we allow haircuts and perhaps washing as well. We may cover the Shabbos in honor of Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah. Kol HaKosuv b'Megilas Tanis. All those days, all those occasions listed in Megilas Tanis, which were established to mark various Nisim, in which case we have restrictions imposed on those days that have to be celebrated, no fasting. In some cases, we have to refrain from even doing a hesped, a eulogy on those days. So it all depends how chashuv, how important that day is. If it's marking a greaterness, then it's usher behesped as well. Otherwise, it's only usher betanis. What about the days before and after? Kol hakosuv b'Megilas Tanis, all those days listed in Megilas Tanis, the loy lemispad, during which you're not meant to make a hesped. That reflects a higher level of Yom Tov. The fun of Asr, you can't even do the Hesped before the day of, because it might get extended into the, or confused with the day of. La'achar Mutar, however, after the day is over, there's no Isser Hesped. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. The fun of La'achar Asr, the day before and after is Asr, might get confused with the day of. However, the days which are the Loilisan, no, boy, the days in Gulas Tanis, where you meant to refrain just from Tanis, so it's not such a high-level Yom Tov. So it's one step down. Lefanov l'achrav mutar. You can fast the day before or after. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi is more machmer, he takes it a step up. Lefanov asur l'achrav mutar, the day before, no, because it might lead into the day itself. But once the Yom Tov is over, l'achrav, you can fast. En goyisrin Tanis ala tzibur batchila b'chamish. When the Bezna would establish fast days on account of a drought, etc., they wouldn't initiated on a Thursday. Why? Shiloh lafkiya sharim. Because Thursday night, everybody's going to make a mad rush, mad dash to the groceries, and the non-Jewish owners will be overwhelmed. What's going on? There's a food shortage in the world, and it's going to hike the prices. Because everybody's coming to break their fast and prepare for Shabbos. So don't start fast days on a Thursday. Ela sholosh taniyos harishonos. Rather, the first three were as follows. Sheni on Monday, v'chamishi on Thursday, v'sheni, followed by a Monday. In this case, by the time Thursday comes around, they know, well, it's part of the fasting situation. Nothing to do with a worldwide food shortage. V'sholosh shniyos, chamishi v'sheni v'chamishi. Regarding the second set of fast days, even though perhaps there's a break between the first and second set, there's no concern about starting on a Thursday because they already know, they're accustomed to the fact that we have fast days. Rabbi Yisi disagrees. Rabbi Yisi Omer, Geshem Sheina Rishoines B'chamishi. Just like you agree that the first set of fast days don't start on a Thursday, Kach L'Shnius L'Achronis, likewise the second and third should not either be started on a Thursday. We have that break in between the systems of fast days, and therefore these storms might forget, might not realize what's going on. Suddenly, mad dash to the food stores, it's going to hike the prices. Ein Geizrin Tanis Alat Tzibur B'Roshi Chadoshim B'Chanuk O'B'Purim. If possible, Bezin should not be sacking a system of fast days which will run into Rosh Chodesh Chanuk O'Purim. V'Mischidu Eim Afsikim. But let's say they started fasting for whatever sorrow they were experiencing and they didn't anticipate the fast days interfering with the Yom Tov. It so happens that the tzorah continued. They had to add to the sequence of fast days. And it so happens that it led into Chanukah, or Purim, Rosh Chodesh. Fine. Then we let it continue, even though it interferes with the Yom Tov. So l'chatchila, we don't plan it, but b'di'eva, we keep it. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Rabbi Meir, afal pi she'amar Rabbi Gamliel, im afsik, Rabbi Gamliel says we don't cut the Tanis, we don't cancel the Tanis in this case. However, he agrees that during these Yomim Tovim, we fast, but we don't complete the fast day. We break it before nightfall, in honor of the Yom Tov. Likewise, on Tisha B'Av, Shechol is better for Shabbos. It falls in the night of Shabbos. We don't want to come to Shabbos all famished. It's not covered Shabbos, so we break it a bit before Shabbos. The Mefarshim point out, even though you're not being mashlim, but since the Kabbalah was in this manner, it was established to fast in this manner, a tanis without Hashlam, it's considered a bona fide tanis. Now, Mishnah started with the Seder Taniyos Keitzad and started with the Teva. Mitzinas HaTeva, we take the Aron HaKodesh out in the street. The more figures, this is a broad description of all the Yimei Tanis. Said, you mean even on the first set of fast days? V'raminu, we have a Braisa which says otherwise. At this concept of taking out the Teva, is strictly limited to the last set of fast days. Shalosh Tanis Rishonis Ushnias, the first and second sets, Nuchnosn Besaknes Mespalim. Kederach Shemespalim Kalashan Nekula. They go into Shul and Daven Dir. They don't transport anything to the street. B'Shev Achroim is on the last and final phase of seven, Mitzinas the Teva L'Rechev Shalir. They transport the Teva to the city. Ubenoisin Ephral Gabi Teva. They take some ashes and place it on the Teva. And they place it at B'Reshan Nosi, B'Reshav Bezin. Likewise, every individual takes some ashes, noitil v'noisim b'roishai, applies it to his head. Rabbi Nosson Omer Efer Miklehim Mevin. It has to be burnt to ashes. Tanakam used the word Efer, which perhaps can mean any offer, any sand, any earth. Rabbi Nosson says, Davka, burnt ashes. It's interesting that the Tosis brings here. V'oisa Efer have me'etzem Adam. It's burnt bones, human bones. Why? Shareyu Efer have his l'karon ha'keda v'keda ayatzambe. It's meant to be a reminder of Akedah Yitzchak, which involved bones. And I saw others, I think the Maritz Chia says, where are you going to get human bones? It must be a mistake. And he says that the girsa is Oysa Efer have him etzam ayil. Instead of Adam, it's ayil, ram. And that the true z'karon for what happened by Akedah Yitzchak, where an ayil was brought instead of Yitzchak. Okay, so you bring an afer of burnt substance, and it's pretty clear this only happens during the last and final phase of fast days, not in the previous ones. Amar Papa, you're right. Ki tnan ami masnisin ashev achronis tnan. Amishna also was referring to the last seven, no more. When it got really serious, the last seven, that's when we get to these drastic measures of transporting the teva, etc. So we place some ashes on the teva, we place it bereish anasi, and then every individual in the tzibur places it on his head. It says, bereish anasi, baratani, then it says, kol echad ve'echad, noitel v'noisim bereish. So you start with the most important person, then you embarrass the layman. Any? Is that the way to do it? That's none. Rabbi Yoimeh Begdula, in matters of greatness and importance, we start with the most important person. We give them the covet. And then we slide down to the ordinary person. Ubiklala or ubikalkala samagurs. In matters of curse, in matters of negativity, embarrassment. Maschilim nakatan, matters of punishment. We start from the least important. And we make our way up. Out of deference to the Adam Gadol, out of cover to the most important person. How do we know? Bigdula maschilim nakatan, when it comes to matters of greatness, such as Moshe Rabbeinu giving over a mitzvah, a new mitzvah. We start from the most important person. Shnemar Rayim Moshe El Aaron, he came first. And then Ula Lazar, Uli Yisomer. As opposed to Ubi Klola, Maschil Min HaKotan, who got cursed first? Who got Oynish first? Way back when, Domar Mar Batchilin Eskala Nochash, the Nochash. The snake got his Klola first, as a slither on the ground, and then came, V'achachach Eskala Chava, V'achach, and then, finally, Eskala Adam. Now you can ask, well, of course, the snake gets hit first. He was the one who brought about the whole chet. And Farshim said things to Marsha. He says, no, because over there, Adam really was mostly responsible. He got the mitzvah. He got the mitzvah. So he really should be held responsible and the first one to be affected. No. No, we find that the Nachash gets first. Out of deference, out of cover to Adam Rishon. So why, when it comes to ashes, we apply first the Adam Gadol to the Nasi and then to the ordinary citizen? Answers the Gemara, out of respect to the Adam Gadol, we do that. Why? It's actually an expression of chashivus to the leader. Look what we're telling him. The Amri, we tell him, Atun chashivisu, you, the Nasi, Reishav Bezin, you're so important in our eyes. Lumi boilan rachmi, to daven to Hashem for rachmanas, akulam, on behalf of all of us. We want you to take it in your hands. It's in your control. You represent us. You be our liaison. You be the one that represents us to Hashem. So we start with you. We put the Efer on you to give you tzar, to give you agmas nefesh, soften your heart, to enable you to daven for us. Continues the Gemara. So the Nasi and Abbezin were treated to ashes. Then v'chol echad ve'echad noitel v'noisim b'roishoy, and then every individual would apply to his head. Personally. Nasi v'abbezin nami. What about the leaders? There as well. Nishkulu inu. Let them take their own ashes v'ninchu b'roishoy and place it on their heads. Maishno. Why is it that the shakal inu shachrinah, somebody else, staff gets to take the ashes, umarach lo apply to them. Amar b'amidim in krisri. Einu doimah. You can't compare the level of shame when it's self-induced or imposed by somebody else. How could you compare creating your own busha, which isn't as personal, as severe, as degrading, than being embarrassed by somebody else? Says Rashi on top. When somebody else, especially just an ordinary person, goes up to the leader and places some ashes on his head, that's a true busha. It brings about agmas nefesh. The fact that they're so chashiv, that brings about a busha when the busha is imposed by somebody else. That's what we do to them. We want them to have magmas nefesh, to enable them to do proper tshuva on our behalf, tefillah on our behalf, and bring about the Yeshua. Says Rashi, Aval Sharb, but typically, the people who are not so chashiv, typically it doesn't matter. An ordinary person doesn't get embarrassed by somebody else placing ashes. There's no point. So you just apply it yourself. Says the Gemara, Ve'echam Manachlu, where exactly do they place these ashes? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bimakom Tefillin, where the Tefillin is meant to be. Why? Shenemar Losum Le'avele Tzion. The Pasuk is describing Hashem being Menachem, the mourners of Tzion. He's going to substitute Los as Lam Pe'er. Pe'er, which is referring to tefillin, our beauty, that will take the place of tachas ever instead of the ashes, which previously occupied the makam of tefillin. So we see that's one or the other. And therefore we place the efer on the makam pe'er and the makam tefillin. So what did we learn today? Pretty long Mishnah with a little Gemara. We started with the Seder Taniyos, which the Gemara explained is specific to those 7 final fast days. We add the Efer on the Teva. We bring the Teva out into the street. We put the Efer on the Reish HaBezn, on the Nasi. And we apply it to every person as well. We add all those brachas for a total of 24. We learned about the halacha of the Anshe Mishma, Anshe Beis Av regarding fasting and their ability to drink wine. L'chatchila, we don't try. We try not to have a tanis affect Chanukah, Purim, or Rosh Chodesh. We avoid starting the taniyos on the Thursday. And we try to get the leaders involved first. It's a chashivas. Look, you represent us. We need you to daven on our behalf. All the best and much, much haslacha.